Let's pray and we get right into our lesson for tonight. Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for revelation knowledge, God. Holy Spirit, you're the only one that can properly escort us into the mind of God. Thank you for doing it so well, Holy Spirit. We expect you to open God's word up to us tonight so that we can hear, see, and understand like we've never understood before. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. If you would turn with me to Psalms 139. Psalms 139. I want to, last couple of weeks we've been kind of, a week before last, we had exams last week, we've been kind of establishing the importance of the mind and establishing how the spirit is king, the mind is the servant, body is the slave. So, just to give you a connotation of how divine order should be, your spirit should be in control. Your mind should only relate to your body, spirit instructions. And so tonight I want to deal with the body. We know we're a tri-type being. I am a spirit, I have a soul, and I live in a body. But tonight I want to deal with the body from a very positive aspect, because if you been in church for any length of time, the body is the least positively talked about aspect of our tri-type being. You got to crucify the flesh. You got to submit the flesh, break the flesh down. Even when we start talking about fasting, we're trying to break the flesh down. And so, but I want tonight to talk about your body from a positive aspect, because number one, without a body, you do not have a right to be here. Without your body, listen to me today, without your body, you don't have a right to be here. Just like you can't go to outer space without a spacesuit, you can't live here in the natural without a body. So we have to understand that God made our bodies. And God making our bodies, he gave us a legal right to be here. So our bodies give us the legal right to be here on the earth. Without one of these, you can't be here. All right. So, but we have to understand that our body plays a role. Our body plays a role in us obeying God. It plays a role in us functioning in the earth realm. Without understanding that, this is why people, you begin to understand health in a better way. All right. Matter of fact, I just got the text Wednesday night. Mr. Jamal Moncure had a chance to talk to him today. He will be here Wednesday night speaking to us about health. And health is not all about exercising. And it's about having the right mentality about your body. All right. Psalms 139. The body you got to break the body down. You got to, and really what they talk about is dealing with sin nature. Sin nature has nothing to do with the body. Sin nature has everything to do with the soul. Because your body don't have a mind of its own. It only follows the mind that you have. And your body, what manipulates your body, and we're going to get to it, not tonight, but next week, is feelings. Feelings is what control desires, what controls your body. And so we have to understand how to properly use our feelings and properly use our desires to make our bodies do what it's supposed to do. Psalms 139. Verse 13. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. Verse 14, I will praise thee. This is David talking. I will praise thee, praise God, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My soul knoweth right well. So we know it ain't talking about the soul, because it mentions the soul knoweth right well. So it's talking about your body. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. So now, if I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, then my body can't be my enemy. If I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, then my body is not the problem. My body is not the problem. It's not my sin problem. If I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, the Bible also lets us know in Genesis that we were formed from the dust of the earth. God formed us from the, took the earth, formed us, blew in Adam's nostrils. He blew his life into Adam. So if God made us, who are we to say that our bodies are not wonderful? You have to understand that your body is necessary to fulfill the will of God. The DNA of our body is meticulously made. It's been taking scientists forever to try to figure this out. They're still trying to figure this out. They're still trying to figure out all the ramifications of DNA. And God gave each one of us a unique DNA. There's nobody like you. So now, this is a good point. Turn with me to Romans, the 12th chapter. Romans, the 12th chapter. Romans 12th chapter. Verse 3. Our bodies are unique and special. No matter what, unique and special. Verse 3, for I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. The, T-H-E, measure of faith. The meaning very, meaning a specific measure of faith. So if my body is unique, my body has to be unique because God gave me a specific assignment. So if I have a specific assignment, I can't be made like anybody else. That means I have to be different. Everything about me has to be different. If I'm not a robot made like other robots. I'm unique. I'm different. And when I embrace that and I see that, I now can embrace God's plans for my life, that I'm different, that I'm unique. God is going to use me. I'm special. Are you seeing this? So my body is important. And God wants to use my body. Go to Acts. Acts, the second chapter. It was said in the book of Joel, see Joel 2, but we're in the book of Acts. Look at verse 17. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all what?
Flesh.
Of all flesh on your body. That means your bodies can be anointed. The Bible says that I think it was Peter, they was hoping to pass by his shadow to be healed. Where your shadow come from? The sun reflecting off of you, a light reflecting off of you? Your body. Ezekiel. God asked him, do you think these bones could live? God said, thou knowest that these bones can live. Another prophet, they threw a dead man on his bones. Right? And he come back to life. That wasn't in the brain was gone. That life was in that body, was on those bones. That noise was on those bones. Bones are what? Flesh. Flesh and blood. So once we understand that our flesh is not our enemy, Satan attempts to make our flesh our enemy. And so if we understand how our body functions supernaturally, listen to what I said. Learn how our bodies function supernaturally. My body functions supernaturally? Yes, it does. How do you think David was able to throw a rock hard enough? He had to throw a rock hard enough to kill a man. He did that with his body. Samson. Samson killed 1,000 men with the jawbone of an ass. That's body. That's power. That's a body endued with power. Are y'all seeing this? So the body is not the enemy. The body, if used properly, is a tool to help fulfill God's will in earth realm. This is why Jesus went around healing all he could heal. Because Jesus knew how important the body was. The body was so important. The body is so important that the Bible says the word became flesh. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. And the word became flesh. Why did the word become flesh? The word became flesh so that a sacrifice can be made. Can't make a sacrifice without a body. Romans 3, you're in Romans, right? 12. What's the first verse? I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present what? What? What did he say? Present your soul. But I thought my body was my enemy. Here Paul is telling us that, and then not only did he say present your body as a living, a living sacrifice, right? A living sacrifice. In other words, I'm alive, but yet my body is not my own. It was 1 Corinthians 6:20, I think it is. That was 1 Corinthians 6:20. My body is not my own. It was bought with a. Wait a minute. If your body ain't worth nothing, why it was bought with a? Huh? Y'all see this? So religion wants us to think that our bodies are invaluable to our Christian, spiritual, supernatural walk, which is totally against how God designed us. I beseech you, brother, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Look what Paul say, which is your, you know what Paul really saying? That's the least you could do. If you ain't planning on doing nothing else, at least do this. Present your what? Your mind might run off, but at least present your bodies. At least give God opportunity to use you in the natural. Is this making sense? Hebrews 10:5. A lot of scriptures, because it's going to take the word of God. Listen to that, internet. It's going to take the word of God to eradicate religious thoughts. When God wanted to deal with religion and Jewish traditions, he didn't send anybody else. He sent his son Jesus, because Jesus was the one that dealt with the Sadducees and the Pharisees. Sadducees and Pharisees represented the religion of the day. And so nobody else could deal with those Sadducees and Pharisees like Jesus could. Jesus kept them confused. So we're going to take the word of God concerning our bodies and see what God says about our bodies to refute all what man has been saying about our bodies. Hebrews 10th chapter. Verse Verse 5. Wherefore, when he come into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared for me. See, this is God, a body. God needs us to use our bodies in the proper perspective to our Christian walk, which is a house to house him. Without a body, you cannot house God. 1 John, the fourth chapter. 1 John, the fourth chapter. We are almost finished. 1 John, the fourth chapter. John, the writer, begins to talk about love and begin to talk about God is love. Look at verse 10. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that we love God, but that he loved us. He sent his son to be the propitiation of our sins. Verse 11. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another, right? In the midst of all this, he writes verse 12. No man has seen God at any time. What they got to do with love? If we love one another, God dwelleth in us. God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. So that means they say no man has seen God at any time. But when we express God, other people see him. Are they really seeing God, or are they seeing us express God? So they got to see you, your body, in love action in order to see God. Without your body, you can't be here. So if you ain't here, you can't express him. Is this making sense? Your body is not the enemy. The enemy is an unrenewed mind. That's the enemy. Is an unrenewed mind. That, see, God, what God does, God is so authoritative and so powerful that, you know the scripture where it says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall last forever. Whatever God sets in motion doesn't stop. God designed for our spirits to dominate, to be in dominion, to be king, for our minds to serve our spirits, and for our bodies to be a slave to the mind. Now, if I have an unrenewed mind, my body is going to act a fool, because God designed it to operate that way. God designed the mind to control the body. So the body is not the problem. It's the mind. So what we have to realize is to change our focus off of trying to break our bodies down. See, that's why people fast wrong. They fast for the wrong reasons. They think this is why poverty took such a stronghold in the church, because they believe if they deprive their body, then they're going to be all right with God. But that don't make no difference. Because as long as you can deprive your body all day long, but if you have an unrenewed mind, you still going to sin. Are you seeing this? God wants to, this is why Jesus went about doing miracles, healing all who was oppressed, healing everybody that he could, making the lame walk, raising the dead, because he understood how valuable our bodies are. Without a body, Jesus couldn't have done what he did. The word became in order. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. In order. Oh, this is how important the body is. In order for our spirituality or our supernatural potential to be released, it had to be released in the flesh through Jesus. Because if he had not died, he couldn't have given up his life or shed blood for the redemption of sins. Blood is flesh. It's part of our bodies. So without him dying on the cross, his body being bruised, he was bruised for our transgression. He was bruised by the transgression. And so the chest of our peace upon him, with his stripes, we are what? So without him being going through that, we couldn't experience healing in our bodies. So the body is not the enemy. An unrenewed mind is. God, believe it or not, God will make your body supernatural. Yes, your flesh and blood supernatural. Given examples already. How can a man throw a rock hard enough to kill another man? This ain't no big huge rock that he took and beat over Goliath's head. The Bible says he picked up a few stones out of the river and had enough strength to sling them to kill a giant and hit him accurately. But before that, he killed a lion and a bear. Then you got Samson, who strength was in his what? That's spiritual. Your head is spiritual. No, your head is flesh. All day long, your head is flesh. So God will make you supernatural. He will make your body supernatural. I don't understand how we downplayed the body so much, ignored it so much. But God will make your body supernatural. We see it over and over and over again. A man survived in the belly of a whale for 3 days and 3 nights. Y'all know that. You know that's God. You know that's God making his body supernatural, because every stomach has acid in it. And the purpose of the acid is to do what? Break. But yet this man stayed in the belly of a whale for 3 days and 3 nights. God will make your body supernatural. So here we come to understanding that the anointing is our understanding of God making the body supernatural. That's how we understand the anointing. The anointing is God making the body supernatural. That's why you get the laying on of hands. That's why power can be transferred. That's why you can get in the atmosphere and you can actually feel the tangible anointing of God. You can actually feel it. That's your body reacting to supernatural experiences. Are y'all seeing this? I almost finished. Every natural thing our body does, our body now do in obedience to the Holy Spirit working with our spirit, causes supernatural effects. So my obedience to God in the natural carries weight in the supernatural. So once again, if I don't have a body, I can't obey him here. Why? Because I'm not here. Are you seeing this? So my obedience in the natural carries supernatural implications. My obedience, what I do in the natural through my body, has supernatural implications. Jesus dying on the cross was a natural thing. His body is the thing that got beat up. His spirit never touched. His mind was never touched. It was his body. But because of his body being sacrificed, I now have life more abundantly and eternally. Supernatural implications because of Jesus' body. We have to understand that in our bodies, that our senses, your five senses, can be supernatural. See, you never thought about your senses being supernatural. you never thought about your touch. That woman said, if I may what? That is a physical, without her hands, without her body, there can't be no touching. The hem of his garment. All right, then, if the body had nothing to do with it, then why she ain't go touch anybody else's hem? It was the garment that was laying on the body of Jesus that was endued with power, that when she physically touched the hem of his garment, she was made whole. All that is body interaction. I hope you change your perception on how important your body is. The body is not the problem. It's the unrenewed mind. And we're going to get to that mind later on in the semester. But I want you to understand that your body is important. Don't downcast your body. Don't try to put it on the back burner. It's important. Without it, you can't be here. Without your body, you can't do what God is asking you to do. Your body is important. You have to make your mind up and realize my body is important. It's not just something that I have to put up with. This is why I'm not tolerating Satan to do what he wants in my body. This is why I'm not tolerating Satan to put disease on my body and I don't deal with him. I don't stand up against it. I'm not going to do that. This is what God gave me this body. God gave me this body. It's saying, John, the first chapter, God give me this body, gives me a right to be here. And I'm not going to let Satan take this right from me. I'm not going to let anybody else take this right from me. I'm not going to let racism take this right from me. The color of my skin is the color of my skin because God made me who I am. Are you seeing this? So I'm not going to let anybody downgrade who I am, downgrade my body. First of all, I'm not going to downgrade me. So if I'm not going to downgrade me, I'm not going to let you downgrade me. Are you seeing this? John, the first chapter. Watch this. We close here. I just said you were unique. You're different. Life would be boring if all of us was the same. If all of us look the same, all of the same height, same size, same whatever, be boring. John, the first chapter, watch this. Verse 13, I might have read this before, this is one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. Verse 13 is not a very woohoo scripture. You know, everybody don't jump on this scripture. But this scripture eliminates every excuse for a person not being successful. I mean, it eliminates every excuse. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Here's verse 13. Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Other words, God gave you your flesh suit, not because your mom and daddy decided to get together, or not because they decided not to get together. They might have told you it was an accident. None of that matters. It don't matter how you got here. You here now. And you're here because God ordained for you to be here. So now this gives me the right to bypass all of my genealogical hindrances. Any family generational curses, any hereditary stuff in my body. This gives me the right to bypass it because I'm not here because man decided for me to be here. God gave me my body because he decided for me to be here. Are you seeing this? So you have to understand, we'll continue next week, but you have to understand that your body is important. So when sometimes you take yourself and just look at yourself in the mirror
and say, God, thank you for giving me me.
None of y'all ain't never said that. Never looked in the mirror and said, God, thank you for giving me me.
Your body is important. You never thought about looking in the mirror and saying, God, thank you for giving me me. You're important. God, you're the apple of God's eye. If the Bible says the way you treat others is how you love yourself. That's Matthew 27. If I love my neighbors based on how I love myself. So if I can't love myself, there's going to be trouble loving my neighbor. So I have to love who I am. I have to love the body God put me in. I have to love the skin God put me in. If nobody else, I love me. And God, I love how you made my body. Are you saying this? Yes, we'll continue next week.